from Psalm 107, verse 9. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, March 30th, 2022, and we'll come back to this verse at some point, but it's going to tie in well with our Delicious Destinations by Mary Ann Simpkins. She's going to read a story that she wrote recently, and it's published in our March edition. And by the way, the April edition will be arriving later today.
Yes,
so we'll
will.
Have our team going out to our 400 plus locations over the next few days and filling up all those racks and stands and dropping off papers in those many locations. But on Wednesday, we love to pick up our publication, The Prime Life Times, which is informative, engaging, and positive for the active lifestyle, which is about every single one of you that are tuned in. There's something for everyone, but it's for the active lifestyle, and it's a great publication. In fact, Marianne, welcome back.
Thank you. You're doing better.
I winged it on Monday, and then on Tuesday I had Jim Gunther yesterday and Peggy Meyer, who's one of our board members. We got to continue to celebrate all that God did on our grand opening open house.
And definitely.
It's been neat to see how people continue to come in and see the studios, our new locations. Many are calling it our new digs.
That's
kind of a term from what, like the 70s or 80s, I think.
I think that does kind of age us to say that, but that's okay.
Yeah. So, and we're going to do some prize drawings. We're going to name three more winners of our $25 gift cards. We're going to continue doing that through this whole week. And so if you want to stop by between 10 and 5 p.m., most any day this week, I'll be here or Marianne might be here. You can see our new location. You can fill out a little of these entry pieces of paper, and we'll include it in our bucket here. We have a bucket filled with a bunch of these, and we'll continue to call names so you can win. We have gift bags available for you, ministry resources. And then I want to point out this. We put these in all the gift bags, too. Not only is a personal invitation for you to join us for a special two-hour broadcast Saturday, April 23rd and Sunday, April 24th from 4 to 6 p.m. It's the debut of our theater troupe. It's retelling of A Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. But we're also giving everyone a microwave packet of popcorn. So for those 2 hours, they can have popcorn when they listen to the radio.
Oh, I love that. I heard that about the popcorn. I didn't realize it went with the idea of listening to the radio drum. And you said the debut of our theater troupe. It's the debut of The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yes.
The theater troupe has done,
I think, 5 years now.
Yeah, they've done a lot.
Yes, yeah. In fact, some of the pictures on our wall, Jim Miller, currently our board treasurer, he pointed out, who is that handsome man over there?
Where?
Straight away to the right, look towards the Singing Men photos. See that big guy? That's Jim. He was acting. That was one of the roles on our 20th birthday celebration.
Yeah, I'm the good-looking guy in the dark suit.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay.
So Jim helped point that out today. So, yeah, the celebration continues.
Great.
And, hey, let's just do the prize drawings right away, because we're going to have Marianne read a couple stories, and then we have some listener letters, which is our practice on Wednesday to update everyone on some of the things that people write, the radio ministry. So, Jim, let's see. We have three different gift cards, a Home Depot, a Macy's, Panera, Dave & Buster's, Cheese Factory. It's a $25 gift card. You can use it at any of those places, or a Red Robin, Gourmet Burgers and Brews. That's a $25 gift card. So who do you got there?
I have Lori Williams from St. Joseph.
Lori Williams, let's give her, this way she can go to Macy's or Panera's or Dave & Buster's. So we'll give her that $25 gift card.
Oh, okay, man. I want to enter the drawing, but I'm not allowed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here, I'm shaking the little bucket. Great sound effects when I did this at home yesterday. So
pick one
out.
Oh, this is so hard. Okay. I'm going to close my eyes because I just want to see. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Marilyn Schomburg.
Marilyn Schomburg. Let's see.
Milford, Illinois.
So should I give her the Red Robin, Gourmet Burgers, or the Home Depot?
Give her the Red Robin.
Okay, Red Robin goes to her, and then let's see. I'll just pull. Oh, here, Holly's in here. Pull out one, Holly. Yeah. No, pull one out. Just ready to grab one. Okay, Holly's handed it. She was the reluctant. Okay, this goes to Eric. Let's see. They filled it out. It must have been Eric and Grace Steck from Champaign, and they're going to get the $25 Home Depot gift card. So, woohoo. Okay. So we'll do more of these tomorrow and on Friday. All right. So let's see. I began with Psalm 107, verse 9, because it addresses what you're going to be reading as we've started up your Delicious Destinations series, I guess is what we're calling it.
Well, it's a column. It's been going on for quite a while, but we took a break during COVID.
Yeah.
It seemed quite right.
And many restaurants were closed, yeah. No dine-in. In fact, there's still some restaurants. I think Filippo's and Muhammad still haven't opened up their dining area.
Oh.
It's all carry-out, so you drive up, you call in, they bring out the food, you give them cash,
well,
they give you some change.
From what I hear, Filippo's is worth the carry-out.
Oh, yeah. I'm a regular there. But verse 9 of Psalm 107 says, "For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." Mm. And so that was certainly true of this past grand opening open house. We talked about it a lot on Monday and Tuesday, but we still have cake that we're handing out, some gift bags that has desserts and chocolate. Chocolate ladies. There's chocolate in there and other treats.
Chocolate's my middle name.
Stop by between 10 and 5 p.m. anytime this week. And we'd love to welcome you and show off our new studio location here.
Yeah, yeah. Come on down. Come on down.
Come on down. Okay.
Or come on over. Come on up. Wherever you're from.
Yes. So, Delicious Destinations, Lucky
yeah.
Moon Pies and More by Mary Ann Simpkins.
You know, it's been so fortunate for me to visit with all these owners and managers of all these different restaurants. Some are believers, some aren't. They're just fascinating people. It takes a special breed, I think. To run a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. It's hard, hard work.
It is.
And it's endless.
It's 24/7.
Yeah. You think about it. You're doing deliveries at 4 in the morning. You're preparing food. You're thinking about quality control because it's perishable.
Yeah.
When I ran the grocery store, you only have so many days, like with lettuce, and then
right,
it goes bad. And you cook so much of something, and maybe it doesn't sell. So what are you going to transition it into or use it for something else, like a beef stew? And, yeah, it's hard. And it's a commitment of many, many hours, all weekends. And
Oh, yeah. So this is in the Delicious Destinations column, and it's on page A5, and it's titled Lucky Moon Pies and More. Emily Kroner loves to cook. It's about that simple. What isn't simple is what she's done with that seemingly inherent drive to cook. As she recounted some of her history, it turns out a great deal of cooking wove in and out of it. While spending time in Europe as an 18-year-old, Emily watched food itself being treated so well. I love that phrase. I just love that. And people finding great pleasure in good meals. The dinner group she set up years ago was comprised of friends and acquaintances who would look over her Sunday evening email that listed possible menu items, then submit their orders to be picked up on Tuesday. Now, that's something I would have loved to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
Stopping by after I got off work on a Tuesday to pick up steaming hot lovely food for dinner and maybe more frozen meals for the family for later in the week, had I only known about this back in the day. When Emily and her husband Fred, a former newspaper reporter and editor, heard that the owner of the coffee shop in a nearby quaint and picturesque building was retiring, they contacted the owner of the building and asked to rent it. Thus began this very intriguing gem of a find, Lucky Moon Pies and More. They've been there 5 years. Lucky Moon is in Mahomet, Illinois, on U.S. Route 150.
We have a picture here, but it looks like the gingerbread house.
It does.
You know,
it's so quaint.
Yeah.
On U.S. Route 150, a winding road actually built on a historic Native American trail. The highway crosses the Sangamon River before it comes straight into Mahomet, becoming Oak Street. Lucky Moon is at 401 East Oak Street, on the corner of Oak and South Vine Street, in a mostly residential neighborhood. The charming little brick building is easy to find. Emily originally named their new store just Lucky Moon Pies, but her sister insisted she add the "and more" to the name. Good call. Because there truly is much more. One of my daughters accompanied me to Lucky Moon. We were both impressed by everything available on various weekdays at this charming carryout eatery. What's your pleasure? Blackberry cobbler? Lemon cream pie?
Hmm?
Chicken chili with bacon cornbread? Meat or veggie lasagna? Pear and brie galettes? Baked spaghetti with a roll? Broccoli cheddar soup? Pineapple upside down cake? Blueberry glazed donuts, raspberry white chocolate layer cake, And don't forget breakfast foods on Saturdays. Deep dish bacon spinach quiche, old-fashioned cinnamon rolls, sausage gravy biscuit bombs, and there is so much more.
Please hand Jim a towel. I think he's starting to drool over there as am I.
That's great. I'm turning the page to A15.
Hey, Jim, you're turning into a regular. This is 2 weeks in a row that you've tolerated being a part of things.
This is great.
Of course, he's on our board, so I better be on my best behavior, Marianne.
Oh, okay. Fred Croner posts the next day's offerings on the store's Facebook page every evening, so customers know what the following day's offering will be. There are also various frozen take-home items for later. I would like to take an entire paragraph to discuss the chicken pot pies. The verdict? Simply outstanding. The amazing pie crust houses a delicious, savory, hearty entree. My daughter said to please mention that these are authentic and hearty pot pies. So true. My mother made a great chicken pot pie. My sister-in-law, Donna, was also a fan of well-made chicken pot pies. Both of these wonderful women have now passed on. But oh, how I wish I could buy some of these great pot pies and show up at their doorstep to share with them. They would approve of these. Lucky Moon Pies and More is open 11 a.m. to sell out or 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's kind of whichever comes first. Wednesday through Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Pre-orders and special orders are accepted. Call 217-402-2319 for details.
That's 217-402-2319.
Thank you, Mr. Radio Announcer. Since my interview with Emily, I've been back to Lucky Moon twice already. It would be very hard to stop going. In fact, I have every intention of going often to the unique, tasty, intriguing Lucky Moon Pies and More. It's a find. I asked Emily, are you planning on retiring? Retire, she responded. And do what? Oh, why, of course, there are plenty of things out there, travel and such, but cooking is what I love to do. Mm. It made me smile. I loved her answer.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Jim, why don't you read Marianne's byline?
Oh, that's right.
Her byline?
And while Jim's looking for that, he's turning back. I always just know it as being on Route 150. I know they have those specific crossroads that they're on, the 401 East Oak Street on the corner of Oak Street and South Vine Street. But if you're on 150, you drive by the Dairy Queen and some other buildings and
on
such.
The right.
And
there,
it's right there on the south side of the street. Mm-hmm. Lucky Moon Pie, very unique, creative building. It looks like a little gingerbread house. And, you'll enjoy all the various selections.
And it's fun to look that night before on Facebook and see what they're, because they just use kind of what they have and what they can get fresh, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, her byline, Marianne is the Prime Lifetime's editor-in-chief.
Woohoo!
Her column, Delicious Destinations, has won 3 column review national awards from the North American Mature Publishers Association. Email her at marianne@primelifetimes.com.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons we brought back the Delicious Destinations. Not only are the restaurants back opening, but Marianne gets to meet these people and talk with them and share about the radio ministry and our Prime Lifetimes publication and build inroads and relationships. And that's what a ministry is really a lot about, is how can we reach those that maybe don't tend to listen to Christian radio or read this publication and get introduced to some great content, material that's God-honoring, and hopefully we all would desire that they'd come to know Jesus or see Jesus in us and have questions. And so Marianne's a great representative of this ministry, more than a representative, a team member, but she's somebody that can go out into the community and make friendships. And, you know, people are very inquisitive. Now, what do you do? What's Great News Media? What's it all about? And I always feel very comfortable and confident she'll know how to say it and steer the conversation towards spiritual things if it's appropriate and such. So thank you, Marianne, for our Delicious Destinations update. And what are we going to be doing in April? Do you know yet?
Well, I'm working on it.
Okay. And,
well, no, there won't be Delicious Destinations in April. There won't be a Delicious Destinations in April. There will be in May and June.
Okay.
And the rest of the year.
Okay. So it's time for listener mail. On Great News Radio, I have a 2-minute update that's called Addressing the Listener Mail. It's kind of a double entendre there, Marianne, addressing the listener mail.
Oh, that's clever, Mark. I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah, that's why I almost had to look at you and make sure, did you get that double entendre? Yeah. In fact, I met someone recently who's like an author and very involved in publications and such, and I was telling her about Rob and how he trains editors and how to edit, and she said, oh, that'd be a fascinating course. And I said, actually, he put it on for our team, mm-hmm. a couple different sessions on when to use this word and how to put the apostrophe or not included.
Oh, listen,
and
Rob has changed our lives. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I went to write him in the hospital Monday morning, you know, in the hospital after mm-hmm. his surgery, and I got worried. I thought that and didn't say that right. I didn't put that grammar. I put two exclamation marks. That's not right.
Yeah.
And so
yeah, he's taught us all a lot. So, well, Jim, why don't you start off with one of our listener letters or correspondence?
Okay. Here's something from Karen in Decatur, Illinois.
Hey, Karen.
And she says, your radio station, WLUJ, brings such blessing to my life. Keeps me close to my father.
Mm.
God, thank you. And she included a prayer request with that.
Yeah, nice. I don't know. You kind of read it as you read it when she said Father. That's Father God.
Yeah, I love that.
Abba Father.
I love the way she said that. Keeps me close to my father.
Oh, yeah, I missed that. Okay, sorry.
That's awesome. Okay, here's one. This is from George in Jacksonville, Illinois.
Hey, George.
I feel the presence of the Lord coming across your airwaves, George. Oh,
excellent.
That's nice.
Great feedback. See this big envelope? It's one of those. I don't know how you describe this.
It's like a manila envelope.
Manila envelope, but it's like 12 by 10 or something. It's a big one from Bart from Carlinville. He enclosed $2 cash. We don't recommend you sending cash through the mail, but he added in there, and he says, please use money to reach the lost at your station. Thank you, Bart. And then he says, please let me know you got the money. Please pray for me to get rides from Alton to Carlinville when I do ministry work. I need more jobs, peace, income. So thank you for
writing us.
Thank you for that donation, Bart.
Yes, very much.
Oh, me again? Okay. Wow.
So soon.
These things come around so quickly.
That's great,
you know,
Jim.
I really like this one because the stamp is a motorcycle. It's a chopper.
Do you like motorcycles?
I like motorcycles.
Oh, okay.
I'm afraid to ride them, but I do like
I didn't
like
know that.
Them. Yeah, well, I used to have one years ago, and I got smart enough not to ride it.
Uh-huh. And then you got married and you have children, so that kind of precluded you being able to do that again.
Well, this is from Glenn and Carol in Atwood, Illinois, and they say, thank you for your efforts. We listen to Charles Stanley, David Jeremiah, and Chuck Swindoll.
Yeah, all great programs.
Okay, this is from Beverly in Macomb, Illinois.
Hey, Beverly.
This came to WLUJ. This radio station has been such a blessing to me. I started listening to it when it was in Carthage. It has helped me to grow in my faith, helped me be a better wife, mother, and grandma. I'm sure it's touched thousands of lives. Thank you for being a light in this dark world that we seem to live in right now. Keep shining brightly. Thank you for being so faithful in your prayers. And God bless each of you and your families every single day. We know God's in control.
Amen.
And thanks, Biv.
Oh, thank you. This comes from Mike from Cerro Gordo. He writes on one of our response cards, thank you for your faithfulness, with an exclamation point. Thank you, Mike, for the most generous donation and supporting this radio ministry. Mm. To God be the glory.
Okay, this is from Charles and Sharon in Danville, Illinois. Mark and Steph, here we are in the month of love. Grateful for John 3:16. Amen. Keeping my eyes on the sky, but thankful our Lord is still gathering. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. In Jesus' name.
Nice.
And Butch and Sherry, I think it's always Sherry. She uses red marker, green marker, always has different colors. She fills in things. So, yeah, they
are
ongoing monthly givers. Appreciate them. This comes from Thomas Burrell from Elmore. Thank you for the news from Israel, 11 a.m. Saturday mornings. Yeah, that's called Front Page Jerusalem, and it's a half-hour segment, updates, news, happenings in Israel. And so we've had that for a number of years. It's a great program.
Helpful. This is from Bill and Linda in Sibley, Illinois. Mark, this is addressed to you. Remember when you were with Karen's boys all the time?
Mm.
I'd love to hear how they're doing. Are they married? Do they have kids? Bill and I so appreciate the station and all the workers. P.S., thanks to Bob Dickey, I'm able to deliver 30-plus Prime Lifetimes in Sibley, Illinois. All my customers love getting it delivered here in Sibley. God bless you all.
Yeah, it's amazing to see how the Harrison family, the whole clan, have all grown up. I mean, I remember when they were just little tots volunteering.
Yeah.
Not quite Rugrats, but in that age of like teenage and younger, and the three boys are all married.
Oh, they're
Karen
very
has all these grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And Bethany, we still got to get her married off.
Oh, we do
she's
not. She's fine. She can get married when she wants to.
Yeah,
you don't
right.
have to be a matchmaker.
That's right.
Mark.
I will be. All right.
Oh, but I got to say something here.
Sure.
Bob Dickey, he just gets around, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's everywhere. he really does. Here's a note from Carol from Springfield. Thank you, Tim, for the variety of music you choose to play. We love waking up to WLUJ. The music is refreshing and motivating, and Donna's words and prayers always make waking up a positive, joyful experience.
Oh, nice.
Oh, we can all use that. Yeah, Donna's a great one.
Yeah, yeah.
We talk all the time and email back and forth, and mm-hmm. has been a great addition to the WLUJ family of stations. And people on WGNN can hear her on Saturdays. She does a music block on Saturdays and sometimes in the evening.
Yeah, she's
so
good at it.
Donna Leland's a great one.
This is from Rich and Jeanette in Rantoul.
Oh, longtime supporters, great friends of the ministry, have been to Israel with those two, and they always write an encouraging note each and every month.
We are so grateful to the Lord for all of you. Thank you all for all of your hard work. Really, Mark? You don't do work that hard, do you?
I don't know, but I'm glad as a board member you're still paying me.
Some people think so. Okay.
Just keep paying me, and I'll just keep doing whatever I do.
Grace and peace to all of you, Rich and Jeanette.
That's great. Okay, this is from Larry and Cheryl in Winchester, Illinois. And they've written at the top, Tim and Mark and Donna and Joyce and all who help. Thank you for all of your faithful ministry. We appreciate your hearts for the Lord and the blessing you are to all who listen. You're an essential part of our daily lives.
Ah, essential. Hear that? That's when we didn't have Mass in the studio. I said, hey, we're essential workers. You know?
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's funny. You're an essential part of their daily lives. May God continue to guide and bless you as you seek to serve Him. Larry and Cheryl.
Thanks, guys. And we'll close out with this note from Phyllis from Kingman, Indiana. She's turning into a regular.
That's great.
Monthly supporter, and always writes a note, keep up the good work that you do, love to all, and then she shares a prayer request, which we always love to pray up and do on behalf of anyone that sends in prayer requests.
Oh, so, thank you, everybody.
All right.
I love these.
This is great. Another Wednesday, and don't forget to come by the studios here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign anytime between 10 to 5 p.m. Pick up your gift bag and some other treats and have a piece of cake or dessert on us and see the ministry at work.
And well, take some cake before you go, Jim.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Jim Miller, and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.